We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Why do so much of the rest of the press not get it right? Well, because they're covering a different sport. They're heavy metal fans at the opera.
A lot of times we don't know what we believe or why we believe it, but I think I'd go even further. A lot of times we don't know how we've come to believe what we believe.
What abortion is saying is that my life can be redeemed, that my life can have a kind of resurrection or newness to it only by taking the life of somebody else.
God's saying, forgiven, justified, perfect in my sight. How are we not going to hear those and then say, really?
Lutheran professors at the University of Oklahoma love listening to Issues Etc. Boomer Sooner.
We have come to expect these kind of things from California, haven't we? And someone who lives outside that state looks in and says, that's just more of California being California, a resolution that would blame religion for LGBT suicides and essentially say to those churches and individuals who do not affirm the LGBT agenda, you're not welcome in the state of California, is a little far-fetched, but, and it doesn't even have the force of law, but is there any reason that we ought to be concerned about it? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, June the 28th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll be talking with Glenn Stanton, Director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family, about that California resolution blaming religion for LGBT suicides. A little bit later, a possible split in the United Methodist Church. We'll discuss it with Mark Tooley, author of the book Taking Back the United Methodist Church. We'll review the movie Toy Story 4 with Pastor Ted Geese. We'll talk about millennials and student debt with Joy Pullman, managing editor of The Federalist. We'll round everything off today by playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's a simple game we like to play with our listeners. We play four soundbites, you listen, and then you decide which should be soundbite of the week by voting, by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us to talk about a California resolution blaming religion for LGBT suicides, Glenn Stanton, Director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family, author of the books The Ring Makes All the Difference and Loving My LGBT Neighbor, and a recent column for The Federalist titled California Legislators Blame Religious People for High LGBT Suicide Rates. Glenn, welcome back.
No, thanks, Todd. Good to be with you.
Someone says, come on, this is California, and the resolution doesn't have the force of law. Why should anyone else be concerned?
Well, the answer is kind of in the way you put it, and that's the way that everybody does this. Oh, my goodness, this is just a resolution. Don't worry about it. But it is an official statement from the state of California that says religious conviction, not just for Christians, but for Orthodox Jewish folks, Orthodox Muslim folks. I mean, those three main, you know, religions of the book or the text, if you will. This resolution says that your belief system is not only problematic, it is actually responsible for the deaths of people. And therefore, in counseling, in teaching, and things like that, you cannot say the things that you believe, because the more you say them, the more people will die. There is an insidiousness about that. And again, yes, it doesn't have the teeth of law itself, but it has the moral suasion, if you will, and it's beyond moral suasion. This will be used as a club by all kinds of organizations to say, the state of California even officially agrees, and it will be made to bludgeon people of faith to say that, again, not only are your ideas, your convictions, your beliefs sort of out of step with culture, your convictions actually kill people. And again, that is just, it's vile. It's, I mean, words can't even describe it.
First of all, Glenn, let's acknowledge the tragedy that is the abnormally and disproportionately high suicide rates among LGBTQ persons. How do the numbers actually look?
Well, it's tremendously high. It's tremendously high for youth. It's tremendously high for adults, those who identify as gay and lesbian. And the research is consistent and clear on that. But what is interesting, Todd, and you're right, every one of those stats is a person created intentionally by God, loved by Him, and is ending a life that He has more in store for them. What is interesting, though, and the data shows this, is bisexuality. Those who identify as bisexuals have the highest suicide rate. And so that's kind of interesting. It's like nobody makes fun of or, you know, is prejudiced against bisexual individuals. So why is it that they have the higher rate more than gays and lesbians? But all in all, that community has tremendously high rates. And what we have got to do as a compassionate people and a nation is figure out why this is the case. Why are they taking their lives in such big proportions? But unfortunately, gay politics says, oh, we know exactly why it is. It's those religious people that are failing to accept gay and lesbian people. That's why they kill themselves. And this proposition says that these religious convictions bring shame upon the individuals and thus cause, they use the word cause suicide. And so the issue is, yes, these are tragic. These are tragic lives. These are, you know, our neighbors, our coworkers, our own family members. But we have to get it straight as to what the real cause is. And as I say in the piece, there is no data whatsoever, in fact, compelling data to show us that it is not religious conviction or lack of affirmation of those different types of sexualities.
So just to put a point on that, is there any evidence, is there any research to support the causation between religious convictions on the one hand of people who would not affirm the LGBT agenda and the suicides of LGBT persons?
Right. I lay that out very clearly in the piece, Todd, and there is none. I've looked at the literature. I've looked at it very carefully. I try to be as honest as I can. There is a little bit of literature that talks about family rejection and how family rejection can be associated with higher levels of suicide, which we had focused on the family. I mean, our advice to families like that is maintain the relationship first and foremost. Keep that relationship. Don't reject your child. So there is some data on that. There's not a lot, but there is no data. There's actually only like two studies that I've looked at that even considers the impact of religion, but it's so minuscule, such a small, minuscule part of the observation, but there is no data whatsoever that looks at religion's cause in a substantive way. And of course, therefore, none makes the connection that, as the state of California claims, that religious disapproval of homosexuality causes suicide. This is a completely made-up fact from the gay community and their, you know, enablers in the major media.
A surprising thing that you write about is that LGBT people tend to choose, when they choose to go to churches, tend to choose more traditional churches. What did you discover?
Yes, that's exactly right. Two scholars, two gay-friendly scholars, I mean, they're, you know, anybody who knows them know that they do this kind of work and you know, side on the side of gay politics and things like that. One at Columbia University, one at UCLA, and they wanted to find out where same-sex identified individuals go to church. And what they expected to find was, oh, they go to the, you know, welcoming and affirming churches, the rainbow flag waving churches. They go where they're comfortable, where they're welcomed. What they found is that same-sex identified individuals, when they choose to go to church, get up and get in the car, get dressed and go, they are 2.5 times more likely to attend, if you will, the kind of churches that we all go to, traditional, biblical, affirming, sexual ethic kind of churches, than they are the rainbow flag waving, welcoming and affirming churches. So, you know, as I often say, okay, and I say this tongue in cheek, either these people 2.5 times more likely to attend these churches are either too dumb to realize that these are hateful, bigoted churches, or maybe they like hateful, bigoted churches, or maybe this third option, they go to these churches and find out that they're actually very nice, affirming, kind, gracious people that preach a gospel that gives them hope of redemption and help with the struggles that they have in their life and things like that. And so, you know, that finding, that 2.5 times more likely to attend those kind of churches, that finding runs absolutely contrary to this whole narrative. I mean, you would think these people would be walking into their own suicides if religious oppression or the lack of religious affirmation were really the cause. But no, these people choose of their own free will to go to these kinds of churches, not the welcoming and affirming churches.
You also say that the data shows that gay affirming societies have high suicide rates nonetheless.
Yeah, this is really the big smoking gun here, Todd, is that the syllogism here is if rejection causes problems and problems cause suicide, then let's do away with the societal rejection. All you've got to do to test that is say, okay, there are incredibly gay affirming, even gay celebratory societies, Scandinavia, the Netherlands, okay? Let's look at what the suicide rates are there. There is very, very careful and multiple research that has looked at that issue, and they find dramatically high, nearly essentially what we have here in the United States, very high gay suicide rates, exponentially higher than the general population. So if that line of reasoning, let's accept gay people, let's affirm them, let's celebrate them, if we do that, they won't feel bad about themselves, then they won't kill themselves. If we were to do that, we would have to be more accepting, more celebratory than Amsterdam is. And, you know, I mean, that is just, it's logically, practically impossible because there is nothing there in the Netherlands or Scandinavia that they have been saying we need to feel like full citizens, marriage, any kind of policies. They've gotten every policy they've ever wanted with very little pushback, and still the suicide rates there are equal to any other place in the world.
Does a marriage license make any difference? We've got about a minute and a half here, Glenn.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, they even studied people who were in legal marriages, men that were in legal marriages. So these are adults. They're in long-term relationships. I mean, they have somebody significant in their lives, and they have the recognition of the state for their relationship. Those, they were 8 times more likely to commit suicide than the general population. I mean, it shows that everything we try to give the gay community is not going to solve their suicide problem, unfortunately. So we need to realize that it is some other cause that is driving this. And if we want to solve the problem, save these lives, we have to chunk this false assumption and go after the real answer, because that's true compassion.
Finally, with about 30 seconds, just make the case that there's a reason why we ought to be concerned that this non-binding resolution passed in California, even though it does not have that sharp edge of law that you described.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's going to grease the skids for it to become a law. But again, it's going to be an official statement, if you will. It's going to hold the full power of the state, even though, you know, you couldn't arrest somebody or fine somebody. It's going to be used as a quote-unquote moral sledgehammer to say, no, you as Christians cannot preach what you believe about sexuality. And this is the step toward that absolutely being outlawed. Now, this resolution is just going to say, you know what, this is unacceptable for any citizen of California. It seems like a big difference, but it's really no difference whatsoever.
Glenn Stanton is Director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family. He's author of the books The Ring Makes All the Difference and Loving My LGBT Neighbor, and a recent column for The Federalist titled California Legislators Blame Religious People for High LGBT Suicide Rates. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Glenn, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Good to be with you.
We'll be talking with Mark Tooley on the other side of the break. The United Methodist Church, for about the last 3 or 4 months, has been edging toward schism, a split. It started, well, it actually started in 1972, but it's come to a head in about the last 6 months. We'll get an update on that after this.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
The Substitute Organist Service, aptly abbreviated SOS, really has come to our rescue.
Pastor Jim Hollowatch of Christ Lutheran Church in Jackson, Mississippi.
With the ever-growing shortage of skilled musicians in our community, we were approaching a real crisis. But thanks to the Substitute Organist Service, help is always just minutes away. With its easy, intuitive interface, friendly customer service, and outstanding musicianship, you really couldn't ask for more.
You can find out more about the Substitute Organist Service at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month. During June, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Good for you. Good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.